From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama told hundreds of youth from all over Latin America and the Caribbean on President-elect Donald Trump, don't assume the worst. Obama called on them to be optimistic, advising that no one can make things better unless they have hope.
Democracy means that sometimes you have to compromise. And it means that, you know, the outcomes of elections don't always turn out the way you would hope. And then you know, we're going through that in the United States, and I'm doing everything I can to help facilitate a successful transition with the president-elect in the United States.
After the town hall, Mr. Obama held bilateral meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping, who said the two countries are at a hinge moment in the China-U.S. relationship. Mr. Xi said he hopes the two sides will work together to focus on cooperation and manage their differences and make sure there is a smooth transition in the relationship and that it will continue to grow going forward. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump continuing to meet with prospective candidates for high-level jobs in his administration. On Sunday, Trump is to sit down with Wilbur Ross, a potential commerce secretary who made billions by investing in bankrupt companies and distressed assets. Trump will also meet New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who was recently demoted in his role in Trump's transition team. On Saturday, Trump met with the 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney, who opposed Trump's candidacy during the campaign. He is reported to be a possible Secretary of State candidate. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. French conservatives are voting Sunday in a nationwide primary to choose their nominee for next year's presidential election. The campaign has been fueled by concerns about the influx of migrants into Europe and the devastating series of jihadist attacks in France. Seven candidates are competing Sunday in the first round of the primary with 61-year-old former President Nicolas Sarkozy. The results from the first round of voting expected late Sunday, and the runoff is scheduled for November 27th. Sunday's vote comes as protesters in France marched against U.S. President-elect Trump.
We're not contesting election results, but in every democracy, I believe there's a government and there's an opposition in a healthy democracy, and we are that opposition. The things he has said are not okay. He has targeted everyone, women, Muslims, Mexicans, immigrants, everything that makes America great, he has targeted, and we are here to say that is not okay.
America's a diverse nation, and we're going back in time 50, 60 years, and we don't want to do that.
Back in the U.S., several hundred people held a protest rally against President-elect Trump and his government nominations in the streets of the city of Chicago. A train derailment in northern India, killing at least 96 people, injuring more than 100 others. Rescue workers, volunteers continuing to look through the badly mangled coaches to see if they can locate additional survivors of the derailment that happened early Sunday. Dozens of ambulances deployed to the scene. It was not immediately clear why the 14 coaches were thrown off the tracks. White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice warned the Syrian regime and its Russian backers Saturday that they will be accountable, we held accountable, that is, for the heinous bombings of hospitals in rebel-held portions of Aleppo. Rice said the Syrian regime and its allies, Russia in particular, bears the responsibility for the immediate and long-term consequences these actions have caused in Syria and beyond. Airstrikes and artillery fire carried out by the government forces in Aleppo killed at least 27 people on Saturday, marking the fifth straight day of bombardment of the city, which is home to more than 275,000 people. And South Korean prosecutors say they believe President Park Geun-hye conspired with a confidant who allegedly manipulated government affairs and bullied companies into giving millions of dollars to a foundation she controls. Park's associate was formally charged Sunday on suspicion of interfering with state affairs. Prosecutors are also preparing to question Park, which could happen in the next few days. For more news, you can join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.